Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I discussed the fallacy often mentioned by politicians, so-called economic experts, and the media of international trade deficits. So long as voluntary trades are settled by payment in full, all alleged trade deficits are counterbalanced by cash flows in the opposite direction. Therefore, the concept of trade deficits is meaningless. Today, let's clear up some confusion over tariffs. A tariff is a tax upon designated goods and services imported into a nation. America is considered to be a relative free trade country, and it is compared to other nations. But when President Trump took office, the U.S. government's regulations and tariff schedules already ran to more than 3,700 pages. As Steve Forbes, editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine, recently wrote, quote, "Tariff is another word for sales tax. When you hear of a 25% tariff on steel, translate that into a 25% sales tax on steel. That clarifies the issue," unquote. Yes, it does. Who suffers from the imposition of a tariff? Ultimately, it is consumers in the nation whose government charges this tax. The prices of goods increase, leading to a higher cost of living. Politicians try to hide that fact by saying the tariff punishes foreign exporters and governments, and that it may help protect jobs in the domestic market. However, the residents of the nation that imposes a tariff suffer even more. Take, for instance, President Trump's proposal for a 25% tariff on steel. Analyses show that, at most, this might create 160,000 American jobs. However, the number of American jobs that would be eliminated because of higher steel costs would total several times that number. Who would suffer from this economic loss? The American workers and consumers. America experienced the greatest economic development and wealth creation when tariffs were lowest. In contrast, the Smoot-Hawley tariffs imposed in 1930 helped drive the U.S. and the rest of the world into the Great Depression. I would rather see Americans become more prosperous from the reduction and elimination of tariffs than for us to suffer another crash wrought by higher tariffs. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.